My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Our mindset regarding this game is kind of a unique one, probably, because we're trying to get the best of both worlds. This is our third preseason game, and historically the third preseason game has been a dry rehearsal, if you will, for the regulars, and we have that mentality. That's why we did the simulation work week. But also it has some, you know, some characteristics of the old fourth preseason game, because it's the last opportunity for some men to state a case for themselves, to find jobs, to define roles, to show what they're capable of.
Mike Tomlin there. Talking about the preseason finale, that's tomorrow, 1 p.m., against the Detroit Lions. Best of both worlds. Get those starters in there, and then ideally get them out quick. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And joining us to talk about the preseason finale and to look ahead to the regular season is our friend Brian Bacco from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Good morning to you, Batco. How you doing today?
Good morning, Crowley. I'm doing all right. How are you?
I am outstanding because I want to get the preseason over with. I'm ready to watch regular football, but we do need to discuss this preseason game. And so do you think that we're going to see a bunch of defensive starters tomorrow? Because I imagine that because of the way the offense has performed, you're going to see those guys.
Yeah, I mean, maybe for a series, but, you know, Cam Hayward at this stage of his career didn't practice nearly as much as he used to. T.J. Watt didn't even go out there for a token snap in the joint practice with the Bills. So, I mean, those two guys, I'm skeptical that we're going to see them. It was just a couple years ago that Watt got dinged up in that final preseason game against the Lions. The player who did it, T.J. Hockenson, no longer with Detroit, but still maybe some weird vibes there. So I wouldn't blame them if they protect those two specifically. But otherwise, I think you might see at least a little bit of all the defensive regulars who are healthy.
Who needs to play, in your opinion?
On defense?
Anywhere.
Oh, well, both quarterbacks vying for the job, I think, need to play. All the starting offensive linemen need to play, and some more than others, like Broderick Jones, Zach Frazier. I would probably want to minimize Najee Harris, George Pickens, Pat Freiermuth.
With you.
I mean, they've already done it in the preseason. You really can't afford an injury to any of those guys, given the stature that they hold at their respective positions. So, yeah, I mean, I think no surprise, it's what we've been talking about ad nauseum all week, the quarterbacks and the offensive linemen.
So knowing full well that there is still one more public data point left, and that is tomorrow's preseason finale, and that it is August 23rd, I'm going to ask you some questions subject to change, and I want your best answer. Are you ready for this, Mr. Batko?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So let's say Troy Faltanu is healthy enough to go week one. He certainly seems optimistic. And let's say Jerry Dulac is correct, and if healthy, he is going to start. Who do you think, as of today, would be the Steelers' starting left tackle?
I think if they get to that point, it'll be Broderick Jones, because it'll tell me that they want to move forward with the plan of getting both recent first-rounders in there and letting that unit coalesce, even if it means some growing pains.
Do you think that that's the way it's going to be, or do you think they'll give Faltanu some more time and start him in the next week?
No, I feel like as delighted as they were with the progress he was making in training camp practice, I just can't imagine them rolling him out there week one in Atlanta if he hasn't played more than one preseason game and only a handful of snaps at that. It's just, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's difficult for me to envision Mike Tomlin doing that.
Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Faltanu obviously has all the pedigree. Meanwhile, Beanie Bishop, undrafted nickel cornerback who didn't play in the last game. It sounds like he's going to play in this game. Do you think it's more likely that Beanie Bishop is the starting nickel game one, Brian, or that a guy that gets cut from another team is the starting nickel week one?
I'll still give Beanie the edge there. I don't feel great about it, but the precedent that I'm kind of working off of with that is, what was it, last year they signed Desmond King on cut down day, and he was an established vet, and we didn't really see much of him in a Steelers jersey, at least on defense.
That's a really good point, Brian.
I think that's probably a good idea, that if you're here throughout the spring and the summer, you've got a nice advantage against anybody who might come in from the outside, even if they're pretty established known commodities.
That's something I should have considered and didn't consider, and I think that's a really, really good point by you. Go with what you know instead of what you don't know. And it does take some time to get up to speed when you bring in somebody from the outside. All right, now to the regular season in full form, Brian. More touches this year, Jaylen Warren or Najee Harris?
I'll go slightly Najee Harris.
You think Warren plays week one?
Yeah, I do. He's been really durable throughout his NFL career. I mean, he's just such a little love. What did they call Doug Martin, the running back back in the day?
Muscle hamster. Yeah.
That's what I see when I look at Jaylen Warren.
I agree with that. More catches this year, Brian. Pat Freiermuth or wide receiver two?
I'll go Pat Freiermuth on that one, because I think wide receiver two might be by committee and, you know, still wouldn't roll out somebody else coming in here as wide receiver two.
Do you think that it's going to be matchup based on who is their number two wide receiver then, if I'm picking up what you're putting down? Like, it won't just be Van Jefferson's our guy at number two. It'll be based on who they're playing.
Well, I think Van Jefferson will be the week in and week out number two receiver in snaps, but I think where the targets end up going is going to be pretty game plan and matchup based, as far as Calvin Austin in the slot, or, you know, once Roman Wilson gets up to speed in the regular season, there could be a game where he's featured more, because I think Van Jefferson is going to be somebody who's out there a lot, but might be doing a lot of blocking, might be doing a lot of dirty work, might not always be looked at as much in the route tree as, say, the third receiver in that game if it's a week they're doing a lot of 11 personnel.
Your cohort, great man, Ray Fittipaldo, says he thinks there's a chance that Roman Wilson could start the year on IR. Are you hearing anything like that?
No, I'll go off of Roman seeming pretty optimistic himself the other day. I mean, I think he could start the season inactive,
yeah,
but I don't know that they'll put him on the shelf for the first 4 weeks, because I feel like as long as he's been out with that ankle injury, he'll probably be able to return to practice next week, or at least the week of the Falcons game, and that might put him in that gray area of, okay, he's not hurt anymore, but he's not quite ready for prime time, so he'll be one of those guys in street clothes in Atlanta.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Corey Trice said the other day, and he has to say it because you guys aren't allowed to report what you see, and I'll leave my thoughts about that on the side here. He said he's getting a lot of snaps with the ones. What do you think's going on with Joey Porter Jr.? Because my understanding is he hasn't been out there a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a minor injury that they're managing this time of year. I mean, I don't get the sense that it's anything too drastic. But then again, when you don't have injury reports in the preseason and the coach is less than transparent updating the health of guys who are missing time, then you are kind of left to speculate and wonder and worry, if you're a fan, whether this is going to be something that's bigger than they're letting on or something that's going to linger. I mean, I talked to Joey the other day in the locker room, not about that. And I tend to have learned in my experiences, Crowley, that when guys are like legitimately hurt and trying to hide something, they're probably going to turn down interview requests for the most part. So I will use that as one minor little positive in the Joey Porter Jr.
Kind of like Broderick Jones after the game the other day, no?
Yeah, and plus that was a situation where I think he knew he went through it and, you know, didn't want to say anything that was going to be, you know, taken and run with as a headline. So he's a guy who's been really good with the media since he got here as a first-round pick, and I'll let him use his get-out-of-jail-free card with that one.
Mark Robinson a couple of years ago, I know, I think it was Kenny's rookie year, and everyone was saying, you got to give Mark Robinson a chance. Let Mark Robinson play. And now they've got such depth at inside linebacker, I feel like he's a forgotten man. So a roster cutdown question for you, Batco. Who's more likely to make the roster, Tyler Matakevich or Mark Robinson?
You know, I used to be one of those shareholders in the Mark Robinson Corporation.
I'll put my name on that. I did too.
Yeah, I've started to sell off a lot of my investments there because of, I mean, it's not college football, but he's essentially been recruited over with Patrick Queen and Peyton Wilson, obviously, as a draft pick, even more so. And then I initially shrugged at them signing Tyler Matakevich right before camp, but hearing Mike Tomlin talk about his experience as a special teamer and the confidence that they have in him makes me think, yeah, he's here for a reason. That's to be on the 53 run down, cover this new kickoff. The other thing that I thought was interesting, so I'll go with Matakevich there, but the other thing I thought was interesting yesterday was Tomlin saying he doesn't necessarily need to see Cordero Patterson in the new kickoff. I mean, why? He hasn't done it. You're making a big deal about how different this new dynamic is, and you know, you signed him as part of the reason you signed him was to run him out there against that. Wouldn't you want to see it once so that he's not looking at it completely from a new perspective in Atlanta?
Absolutely. And I did think it was a little hypocritical for Mike Tomlin to cite the resume of Cordarrelle Patterson, but then say that Russ Wilson needs to play, a guy who's a quarterback who's won a Super Bowl. And I understand that Russ didn't have really an opportunity even to be evaluated because things were so bad around him in game number two. But learning a new offense, learning an entire new kickoff scheme, I thought it was a little hypocritical there. All right, that was very good,
well,
Brian.
Since Crowley, and I'm not completely convinced that the door is not open, at least a little bit, cracked a little bit for Fields.
Really? So I didn't even want to bring that up with you because I've just been operating with it's going to be Russ and the national media is totally wrong on all this. What makes you think then that the door is cracked?
Well, it might. I mean, it very well may be Russ, and I'd probably still put my chips on Russ if I had to bet on it, but I just feel like that's not mutually exclusive with the Steelers aren't actually considering both guys. I mean, I'm really going off of here is what we've seen in training camp and in practice in the preseason games. And, you know, we all thought they would never fire Matt Canada midseason. We all thought they would never give up on Kenny Pickett after 2 years. So I just don't understand how you can really discount anything that big with this, you know, current state of the team. That's where I'm at with it. Like I said, I'd still put my money on Russ, but I feel like it might be more of a legitimate competition than some of us are giving it credit for because we lived through the 2022 farce with Trubisky and Pickett as well.
And a little bit back in 2019 with Mason and with Duck Hodges, although there was some helmet swinging in the middle of that. Brian, this was really good, man. Appreciate you coming on so early with us, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, no problem, Crowley. See you.
Take it easy. Brian Batko from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!